We're CJ and Q, and we're talking with Jay Allen today, so welcome, Jay. Now, impressive. You've been in the music business for about 15 years or more?
Yes, I have. I've been at her a long time, writing songs and performing. It's been great.
Okay, now you write all your own songs. That's pretty impressive, too.
I do, yes. That's first and foremost, I'm a songwriter. The entertainer and performer and singer and all that stuff comes after. That's just kind of the way I express myself.
Okay, how did you get into music?
Well, it's kind of a strange story. Mm-hmm. I was studying music in high school in grade 9.
Okay.
And always had the itch to play guitar,
mm-hmm.
But was playing trumpet and was definitely unsatisfied. And I actually wasn't doing well with the trumpet. My parents hired a tutor for me to help me with music class, and he also taught guitar, and I begged my parents if I passed and did well with the trumpet if I could actually play guitar. And they agreed, and here I am.
Oh, that's a pretty interesting story.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what about country music? Were you kind of drawn to country music, or did you go through another stage first? Or?
Well, I was, my parents were very into music.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was more on the countryside with Johnny Cash and Hank and all the legendary acts like that. My mom was more into the Jim Croce, Cat Stevens, James Taylor, which I really fell in love with at a young age. And just kind of when I started writing songs, like right after I started playing guitar, they just kind of came out storytelling country, and I kind of fell into it that way, I think.
Okay, that's interesting. So your songs pretty much tell a story for the most part then, you think?
They do, yeah. I'm a storytelling songwriter, as I've been told.
Okay. Now your debut album, Please Don't Change, that was released in 1998, and you had the other one released in the fall of 2009, The Wrong Direction. Were there any in between, or...?
There's no albums in between, but lots of growing as an artist,
mm-hmm.
Lots of performing. I mean, I've been performing all the way through. There was just a kind of a, life sometimes gets in the way of your music career, and you go through different things, and you work different jobs trying to, provide for your family and get your music career going, and that's kind of what I did. And then, the opportunity came up for me to go to Nashville and cut this album with Murray Pulver from Doc Walker Producing, and I jumped at it, and it's been a great ride.
It must have been. That's very impressive. So you did that down in Nashville?
I did. I recorded it in Nashville in December, and with the top players in the world, and it was really an honor and a treat, and I'm looking forward to the next album.
Oh, that's great. Good. And you've opened for a lot of, pretty big names, Julian Austin, Jimmy Rankin, and Doc Walker. So definitely you're not shy at performing then.
No, and actually things have been going really good as of late, too. A few weeks ago I performed at a festival with Johnny Reed, Terry Clark, George Cannon, and Doc Walker. And then the Boot Hill Country Jamboree in August, I'll be performing with George Cannon and Jesse Farrell. So that'll also be a great day.
Oh, that's some great events coming up. Lots of events for this summer, and fairs and festivals too, I guess.
Yes, I'm keeping quite busy.
Okay, good. So you worked hard. You always worked with the goal of going back to your music in mind, so that's pretty interesting too.
Absolutely. It never went away. I was constantly writing, and I was constantly performing. Writing is something that I could just never give up. It is, that's my release. That's my way of expressing myself, and that's something I must do.
Oh, that's a great expression. Now, you're a member of the Canadian Country Music Association, CCMA, SOCAN, Songwriters Association of Canada, SAC. And you've also been recognized in the Canadian country music scene, well, I guess in general then.
Yeah, and it's been good, and I just, I've been selected actually by the Canadian Country Music Association to perform this year at the awards in Edmonton during the Songwriter Cafe Showcase, which is really exciting to be recognized by the industry as a writer, and to perform in front of the industry is an incredible honor.
That's very exciting. You must be very excited about that.
I am, a lot of people don't see the hard work that goes into crafting a song, and basically you're writing a movie in 3 minutes, and I've worked really hard at it and will continue to do so, and it's just really nice to be recognized.
It is. I suppose some songs you write them easily, and others you have to work days or weeks at it?
Yeah, it's a strange thing like that, I've had songs, like there's a few songs on my album that basically it's almost like you're not even writing them, you're just sitting down with the pen and out pours this thing, And then other songs you could work at and work at and work at and rework and change, and you know, melodies change or come and go, and yeah, they come all different ways, that's for sure.
Okay. Now, your latest album, how many songs are on the album?
Oh, there's 10 songs on the new album, The Wrong Direction.
Okay.
And I wrote them all, and I think there was 12 or 13 on the first album, I can't remember, which I also wrote every song. And I've been getting into a little more co-writing as of late, as I was talking about Murray Pulver from Doc Walker. Him mm-hmm. and I have written a few songs together, and I'm writing with a few other people, and just kind of doing my thing.
Oh, that sounds pretty exciting, too, branching out in different directions.
Yes.
Must have been hard for you to pick the 10 songs.
It was very hard. When Murray and I were determining what songs were going to go on the record, I sent him 16 songs, and he called me back and said, well, we can't fit them all on there. And he's like, I really like them all. So I said, well, here's what you do. You pick 10 songs that you think should be on there. I'll pick 10 that I think should be on there for sure, or that I want on there, and we'll meet in the middle. And we did, and we were very close.
That's pretty good, yeah. Pretty close. Now, I guess the first release was Rumorville?
Yes.
Okay, and right now the hit song that we're playing is She's a Tease, and I guess that's getting a lot of good recognition across Canada.
It is. It's doing really well. I'm surprised. You know, it's one of those songs that it was a fun song, and it was a lot of fun to record, and as most of my songs are very true stories. That song probably wasn't one of the ones I would have picked for a single, but one of the radio stations ran a contest, and fans called in, and that was the song they wanted to hear more and more.
Oh, yeah?
And
yeah.
As it's being, you know, played across Canada, it seems to be picking up speed, so we just keep plugging, and I'm glad that everybody likes it, and there'll be lots more Jay Allen songs coming your way.
That's good. We're glad to hear that. Good. Any special other plans you'd like to mention, or anything else you'd like to mention before we go, Jay?
Not too much. Just thanks so much for you guys for spinning the song and having me on for an interview. It's been wonderful.
Oh, well, thanks a lot, and we wish you all the best in the future.
Thank you very much, Maureen.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
She had a sense of humor, but I couldn't make her laugh. She'd smile at me, and I'd always smile back. She used to talk dirty, well, talk is cheap. She used to tell me stories, she was feeding me heat. She's a tease, she'd get me in trouble. She's a tease, don't give her my number. She's a tease, well, I'm telling you, man, she's something that I don't need. She'd come down my stage, my band would play at night. Gets real close to me, hears something to say in the mic. She says, I love you, it's part of her act. Well, I tell her that I'm busy, but she keeps coming back. She's a tease, she'll get me in trouble. She's a tease, don't give her my number. She's a tease, well, I'm telling you, man, she's something that I don't need. Another mouse. Well, boys, I will tell you, she's gonna let you down. Yeah, don't you know that crazy girl, the tease of the town. She's a tease, she'll get you in trouble. She's a tease, don't give her your number. She's a tease,